Hudson, lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, I've been living in Cape Town for almost 20 years now, and almost as long as I've been here, from time to time, I've heard about the precarious financial position of the world of birds in Hout Bay. I'm a bit embarrassed to say I've still actually never been there myself. My children have gone, they went there as young kids and loved it when they had that experience with their grandparents. I myself have never been to the facility, and I think I do need to set that up front. I'm sure they're not alone in feeling disappointed to hear that once again financial issues are threatening its continued existence. And to find out what has happened, what's brought it to this position, we joined on the line by the founder of the World of Birds, Walter Mengold. Walter, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
It's a great pleasure, Pippa, and you should be ashamed yourself that after 20 years you have never been here to one of the most important tourist venues in Cape Town.
Walter, for those like me who have made that oversight, won't you just start by telling us what we're missing?
Well, Cape Town, you know, whatever we may talk about, Fynbos and what Cape Town has to offer, nature-related, what do we have in Cape Town? It's Table Mountain, Cape Point, Kirstenbosch, Bolder's Penguins, and World of Birds. So anybody who comes to Cape Town and does not visit all of these venues has not really experienced Cape Town. And we have been getting, for the past 2 years, 100,000 visitors every year. So from that point, we should be doing all right. But this year, unfortunately, like so many other times over the past 45 years since starting, we are at a critical point again where the overheads of 650,000 rands a month have overtaken the income.
650,000 rand a month overheads.
That's
and to
right.
Give us a sense of that, Walter, you are the largest bird park in Africa, I'm told, and one of the biggest, in fact, in the world. Those overheads are accumulated by caring for how many different animals? Because it's not just birds, is it?
Well, we have about 3,000 birds and animals, and at least three quarters of them were brought to us over the years, uninvited, unsolicited, all in need of help and care, fallen out of nests, hit by cars, baby birds, animals that people just bring to a place where there is a no-kill policy, and whether it has value or not. If there is quality of life, we look after the animal. And where many people think, oh, well, you rear a baby bird or animal, and then you put it back into the wild, that, of course, is nonsense, because when something that couldn't make it in the wild in the first place cannot be put back into the same predicament. And that's why we have so many of these, what you would call liabilities, but at the same time, a great attraction to our visitors from all over the world.
Okay. Now, Walter, I know avian influenza is part of this picture as well. It's been a huge setback for many different bird-associated industries, if I can call it that. What's the impact been on your facility?
We have been very, very fortunate, and we have been in regular contact with the veterinary department, and we have very good cooperation there. Fortunately, we have not been closed during that period, which is now already eight months. But at the same time, some people obviously have been frightened about it. Also, this South African kind of bird flu does not affect people. So that's very important to point it out. So from that point, it has not affected us, but we have not been able to take any bird coming in or anything going out. And for that period of time, almost 8 months, well, 8 months now, that's been a bit difficult for us, and it certainly has affected our income. And just to give you an idea of our expenses, yearly staff wages, we have 40 full-time staff, 4.5 million for staff wages, 1.5 million for animal feeds, 377,000 rents, water and sewerage, 180,000 electricity, security 200,000, rates 98,000, and so the list goes on. And these are amounts or sums which we cannot reduce, unfortunately. So we are trying everything we possibly can to keep the expenses down, that we can keep on functioning. But for the time being, we do not know yet how we are going to make it through the second half of this year, because with the economy having been going down, And the bad news going out of Cape Town and South Africa with the water crisis and everything, the beginning of this year has not been very good. We have not been able to pay back all our bank loans, which we usually do in December, January. And now we have to find ways and means to get us through the second half of the year. And we are obviously doing the best we can to find solutions.
Mm.
And one of them we are investigating is to sell part of the top of our property, the best part, the most valuable part of our property, which we have not made fully use of. But to initiate that will take at least a year to come to that point, and we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
The second option is, which I'm counting on at the moment, is we have a home loan that used to be $1.3 million. That's my personal home loan on my home that has always been paid. And I had the home loan to support the World of Birds by getting the money when needed to put it into the World of Birds account. And then, of course, World of Birds had to pay it back. But this time, we have not been able to pay back everything. So I want to negotiate with a bank to see whether I can get an additional 1 million rands to get us to the end of this year. What is possibly countering it is my age. I'm now just over 80 years old and very young. I'm still a spring chicken. But the bank don't go by that. And I make it a joke by saying, well, for me, for any person of my age, every day is a near-death experience. So I just hope that the bank doesn't look at it in the same way. And they would just have to accept that to take out another life insurance.
Walter, can I just intercede here? Doing the sums, and I'm sure many people are doing the mental arithmetic in their heads as well. You say operating costs are overheads of 650,000 rand a month, which comes to just under 8 million rand a year by my calculation.
That's right.
If you had 100,000 people coming in a year paying full rate, you would easily cover that amount. Is part of the problem that a lot of the people visiting you are not paying full rate? Where is that shortfall happening?
Well, you must keep in mind that when we talk about full rates, in desperation last year, we had not changed our entrance fees because we always wanted to keep it affordable for the local people. But we had to make a very radical decision last year at the end of November to increase our entrance fee from 95 rands to 120 rands, which would have been long overdue. Pensioners we put up from 65 to 75. And children from, we kept children still again at 45 rands. So when we talk about 100,000 people, they are not all adults. Of course, a large number are children and pensioners. And that's what makes it difficult. And keep in mind, the birds and animals we have taken in for the past 45 years, and we are talking about a number of 40,000 over that period, all at mine or our expense, because very little has come in donations. For example, last year, the donations for the entire year only came to 180,000 rands. You know, so we cannot carry on paying for other people's, solving other people's problems. And we are even reluctantly considering, when that bird flu thing is over, not to accept sick, injured, and baby birds anymore, which are not an asset and which are killing our survival.
Okay, Walter, before we wrap up, obviously nobody wants to see one of the city's big tourism hotspots disappear. Nobody wants to see 40 plus people out of work as a result. What can listeners do to support you other than bring their families to come and visit the World of Birds?
Well, number one, yes, of course, would be that people come and pay their entrance fees and visit the World of Birds as they had done in the past and in increasing numbers. We have to be realistic. I always counted on the growing population of Cape Town, but with all the probably 5 million we have, most of them are unemployed and have no money to become tourists in their own city. And the middle class, which has been our basis for all the years, has been shrinking because people don't have so much money anymore. They are all affected by all the terrible increases, and unfortunately, tourism has gone down, whatever the authorities may say, but tourism has gone down very, very drastically. So unless we get our country right with the economy and create employment and attract increasing numbers of overseas tourists with our exchange rate. They should be coming by the hundreds of thousands. Until we achieve that, we remain in a very precarious position.
Walter Mengold, founder of The World of Birds. If you'd like to respond to that interview, if you are somebody who enjoys the facility, visits regularly, would like to comment on its importance to the city, or if you have any perspective on the predicament that Walter has just shared with us, please give us a call on 021-446-0567 or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567.